Blog Talk Radio.
What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? Scared to believe in anything without proof. Spent so much time doubting who I am, questioning and wanting facts, but now I see. Sunlight shines, rain falls down and flowers grow, and this is what we know. Give it a try. After all, this is your life. What am I here for? What am I supposed to say? I'm at a loss for words after tracing all my crazy ways. You were right, you're not. I found out where this song, oh. Sunlight shines, rain falls down and flowers grow, and this is what we know. Afraid to fly, oh, just to look around, step outside, give it a try. But at the end of the day, sunlight shines, rain falls down and flowers grow. This is what we know. Afraid to fly, just to look around, step outside, give it a try. After all, this is your life.
Welcome to another edition of What Is It Month. Today on the show, we have super talented singer-songwriter Jennifer Vasquez with us. We'll talk with Jennifer about her career, music, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about. And at this point, this is where I'm supposed to say that I've got my buddy and co-host Craig with me, but that's not the case just yet. But don't worry, he promised me he'd call in later. So with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jennifer Vasquez to the show. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
Are you welcome? You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
First of all, that song we just played is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I host another show called Indie Country Radio every Friday at this time, and I'm gonna add that song to a rotation on that show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Just to kind of get things started today, I always like to ask our guests the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but I just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Okay, that's a huge question that I'll try to squash down. my name is Jennifer Vasquez, and I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, touring artist. Getting in the music industry versus my passion, the passion at such a very young age, I did a lot of writing as a kid, like journaling and just putting together poetry ever since probably like the time I was like 7 or 6. And I remember writing my first just lyrics to a song like at 8 or 9 years old called Distant Yet So Close. I remember it. And I didn't play an instrument for a very long time until I was in my early 20s. So basically how I got into the industry was I just always had a passion for the arts, for acting, for singing, for dance. And it started out pretty much as me being, I just remember when I was a kid, I was like, I just got to be a triple threat. If I can dance, sing, and act, I'm good to go. At some point, I'll be discovered. Lo and behold, right? The industry is just crazy. Years into going into like the theater and acting and singing and musical theater, I found myself in college wanting to be a part of like a band. And so basically it kind of took from the beginnings of being in like a cover band to then deciding, why don't we write our own songs, to deciding the band handing me a guitar and saying, you got to learn how to play guitar. And me literally freaking out because I'm like, I could sing and write, but I don't want to play the guitar. It was just such a big fear. And then basically, I learned guitar. I learned 3 chords. and that's all you need to start your career. So I learned the 3 chords and started going back to all my notes and songs that I had no music to. And that just took me on a very, very, very long journey from New York to L.A., back to New York, and now in Nashville. And just pursuing, day in and day out, songwriting and, performing and just really trying to hone my craft every day to become a better songwriter, a better performer, all that stuff. So that's the long, short version of it.
Awesome. So, I noticed you said that you're currently in Nashville. How long have you been in town?
So I got here 3-4 months ago. I got here November of 2016. So it's a little bit a year and like 3-4 months I've been here.
So that kind of a big question. How's Nashville treating you so far? I mean, as far as
Nashville,
the city and the people.
It's Nashville's great. I love Nashville. I'm so happy I moved here. It was definitely time to move to Nashville. Because this is the next step. I mean, I did the LA thing, I'm from New York. So making the decision to come to Nashville was the best decision I've made in my life thus far. Everyone in Nashville is really, it is it's hard to, when you come to Nashville, when I came to Nashville, and I think when anyone comes to Nashville as a songwriter and performer and, musician, the community, it's like a mini New York. It's like you have this city, like downtown, and then you have this, clumps of small community. And I'm in East Nashville. So basically people are just, everyone is just, there's such a community here, like a musical community. And no matter if you're a hit songwriter or someone just coming into town, you're playing the same game, which is just to write the next song that could become a possibility of a hit, or playing the game of touring, if you're going more towards being the artist rather than the hit songwriter. You know, there's definitely different game plans in this town, but it's treated me well. Again, I think it's what you put into anything you come into, and you got to be open and available to, I say, starting over again. No one in Nashville, I don't care what you've done, you come into town, you're a brand new person. It doesn't really matter what you did yesterday. Now it's about who are you today. And, someone just said yesterday, which was 2 days ago, which was such a great piece of advice. And they said, you know what, Nashville, it's just all about, you know, just wait your turn. Like, do your work, but wait your turn. And just do what you're doing, but do not try to step in front of something. Just be patient, do your work, and wait your turn. So I loved that.
Before I get into my next question, Craig is joining us. Hey, Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cody. Hi, Cody. Hi,
hey,
Jennifer.
Craig.
I'm so sorry. Oh, pretty good. I just wish it didn't take two plus hours to get home today.
That's all good.
Wow.
You know what happens? I have two trains. When one train is late, then you get on, then you're late for the other train. And as a result, I waited half an hour, 35 minutes for the other train.
You guys are in New York, yeah?
I'm in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey, but I was born and raised in Brooklyn almost all my life.
Okay. I don't miss New York, guys, with the traffic. Although we have traffic out here in Nashville, but I don't miss the transit system.
Yes. I won't miss it either.
I was just going to say, I'm actually from about 3 hours west of Nashville. So I have family that lives about 15 minutes outside of the city. So I tend to go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get. It's like my favorite city in this entire world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It honestly is. I mean, and not just like the basic downtown. That's just like a hint of a second of, you know, just going downtown and enjoying, you know, Broadway. But, oh, my God, Nashville is it really is truly an awesome place to live. Just even if you're not in the music industry, just to live here, it's just a gift, really.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as a matter of fact, I may be taking a quick Nashville trip in like May or June. So that's
well. Shout
that's
out!
Be fine.
Go grab some coffee.
I will take you up on that, absolutely. But I wanted to ask too.
Jennifer, this is Craig. Jennifer, I just wanted to ask. Do you see your quick question? I'm sorry. Do you see yourself? Being in town for CMA Fest, and if so, do you see yourself performing at one of the bars where they do singer-songwriting arounds? And maybe that'll be the best chance for me to meet you.
I'll most likely will be here for CMA. As in for writers' rounds and things like that, you know, a lot of that is I'm not sure because a lot of that is, you know, sending in submissions, and it is there's a lot of people sending in, so I can't really say, hey, I'm going to be playing at something particular. It's really, again, this is a game of just continuing to send in your stuff and see when you get to play. So I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
It's okay. Well, at the very least, before you ask your next question, Cody, at the very least, Jennifer, I hope at least get to see you for coffee, as you just mentioned, if you don't perform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You just give me a buzz.
Will do.
Awesome. You know, going back to the city of Nashville itself for a second, and kind of tying that into what I do here. We've been been interviewing independent artists since I think 2014, and I'll be the first to tell you, Jennifer, there are some extremely good people in the country music industry. Country music is like a family, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, the whole community, that's exactly what I'm also learning. I met up with this lovely couple today, older couple that I had met during Americana Fest, which is the other side of Nashville. I mean, Nashville is country, but it's really grown and extended its musical genres, so anything goes here. But as for, like you're saying, families, it's like you create this circuit of people that authentically, you know, again, if you're waiting in line and doing your thing, you will eventually just bump into people, you know, over and over again at certain establishments, and you just start becoming a part. You become a part of the family. It really is all about you being kind and you being open to people, and you know, there's really, I'm trying to think, like, there's not any bad mouthing or anything going on in Nashville or anything like that. Everyone's really, it really is like, you know, everyone is here to pursue a craft, a vision, and it is a very, very hard town. I'm not going to, like, deny that this is a very hard town. And, you know, I thought my skin was thick, but it's got to get thicker. Like, it's like I have thick skin coming from the Bronx and being from New York, and, you know, I can take rejection very well, but it doesn't matter. When you move into a new place that really is all about the music and is about, you know, the industry, it really takes a lot to, you know, wake up every day as a songwriter and, you know, write your next song or perform your next gig and, you know, get feedback from people in the industry that might not be positive, which makes you grow as a better songwriter and understanding. So to answer your question, yeah, like, you know, the best thing about Nashville is because you live here, when you move here and you start becoming a part of the community will take you in if they see that you're craft is growing and they see potential, they really will. But, you know, again, you really have to prove that you're here for the reason you're here. And that's the only way to prove that is through the songs you're writing. And the only way to get better is to continue to write and co-write and perform and co-write and write. It's an easy answer, but it's not so easy to continue to do that. That's that. But it's all, yeah, it's total family and community. Once you're in, you are.
Yeah, I get that.
I can imagine, Jennifer, that the process to be accepted into the community, it's a long process. It takes a while for them to realize it.
Yes, it is. They say at this point, they said it's like a 5-year town. So basically, it takes about 5 years to, you know, kind of get to a place of, I guess, almost like, okay, I'm established, people know me, okay, maybe something is going to maybe start to happen. And that's a maybe because, again, a timeline, it could happen anytime before or after. You know, it's just, it's a process. Yeah, just like everything else in life, it's baby steps.
When we made the transition to music full-time on the show, because for the first year and a half of the show, we covered soap operas for the first year and a half of the show. But that really wasn't my passion. Music is more my passion. So when we made the switch full time in 2014 to the music industry, I set out a goal for the show. I said, if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, just because somebody heard them on the show, I've more than done my job.
That's a good goal.
because I mean, and I'll be honest with you, and nothing makes me happier than seeing good people succeed. So.
Well, thank you, and yeah, I think that's a, you know, it's like you're creating an avenue for you know, artists to platform who they are, and that, yeah, I mean, it's just giving. I mean, I'm all about, like, I on all my social media, it's very clear. It's like I'm very positive and empowering and feel really motivated to help other people reach their, you know, potential. And that, like, I mean, I think that through the music that I write authentically as me, the artist, it just comes out as a platform of, like, you know, again, what is our purpose? You know, what are we here for? Like, you know, to help others, to, you know, create abundance and all that stuff. And how we do it is whatever way we're meant to be doing it, you know, through whatever art it comes out.
And I'll say this again at the end of the show, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's promotion for a new single, a new album, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I did have some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So, as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Gosh, it's going to be a giggle, but love. And I say that
awesome.
Jokingly, because I think a lot of anything I write really has to do with experiences surrounding, whether it's love of another person or love or dislove of myself and learning how to love or breakups. I think, yeah, I mean, and like it is, I think, you know, life is about love. And so, yeah, I think love. Love really motivates me. Passion,
awesome.
Love.
Another question I had for you is let's face it, pretty much everybody these days is on social media. Social media, it seems like it's taking over everybody's lives at this point. So how has social media affected your career thus far?
That's a funny question. Not a funny question, but I'll say this about social media. How does it correct? I think what social media has done in a positive way, I'll talk about the negative in a second, but the positive is that you know, I can reach people so easily all around the world. I mean, that's insane to be able to just, you know, create your tribe, you know, so the goal is, you know, I'm, you know, as moment by moment, creating my tribe, and the tribe goes around the world, you know? So I think how it's helped is people that I have no clue who they are now, like, a part of my life. And it's like, I don't know who they are personally, but I'm starting to get to know, you know, and I was talking to someone today also about, like, fans. And it's like, I don't consider anyone a fan. You might be a fan of the music you're hearing, or I'm a fan of this baseball player or this team. But I feel like the thing that's really important to me, which does take up a lot of time, but I think it's worth it, is that, you know, really being able to communicate with every person that responds to you and getting to know everybody, right? And it takes time, but it's like, if I want to, and this is going beyond it, but if I want to make a difference in this world and I want to touch, move, and inspire through my music and through my words, then social media allows me to get on and, you know, be a voice, be an empowering voice, or just be me, and allow people that want to be a part of it to hang with me, and then people that don't, they don't have to. So I think social media is a wonderful platform to create more of a tribe for myself, so that could lead to, you know, possibilities of going other places and, you know, gigging and touring. I will say on the negative side, I'm really, really trying to limit social media for myself. So for me, I use it 99% as me, as Jennifer, the artist, like songwriter, that's just posting what's happening. and using it as a source, right? Like what's going on in town, you know, in Nashville, we have Yep Nashville, and it's like a great source. It's like, you know, what's going on? Can I apply to things? So, but when you step on social media so much, and I think we're all victims to this, or, you know, is that it's so addicting. Like I can sit in my bed at night after like trying to wind down from the day, and an hour and a half could go by on social media, and it's really not good. Like, it's like, there's something addicting about it. So I say that out loud because, you know, I limit myself. It's like, I don't need this. I can get on and get off. And I could socialize in person with people, because that's the most important thing, is getting back to the community, right? So, yeah, that's a long answer.
You know, and I feel like also that I love what you said about you need to know people on social media as people, because I'm the same way, because I try my best to respond to any and every comment on social media, because I feel like just as a person, that's the right thing to do, but being a radio host, of course, we have a fans of the show, and I hate the term fans because I feel like when I think of somebody that has fans, I think of like a George Clooney or somebody like that. I'm not that famous.
Not yet.
So. I never will be, Craig. Let's face it, I never will be.
Certain people just take to who they take to, and I think it's like the term fan is it kind of I don't like it. But I feel like if you say they're, you know, like they're in your tribe, they're a part of your community, they like what you do, and so it's trying to keep people on the same level, like we're all on the same platform. You know, it's just I might be doing this, and you might be doing that.
And I feel like every guest, every listener, everybody that calls into this radio show, I feel like y'all are a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it's funny as I'm talking. It's like it's just like I'm just talking to you guys on the phone. You know, which I am.
Right, exactly.
I'm just talking to you guys on the phone.
You know, and that's the way. That's how I try to structure the show, because I think those interviews where it's just rapid fire, question after question, with no conversation in between. I hate those kind of interviews. So I tend to structure the radio show as more of a conversation.
Yeah, that's where everything starts, with a conversation.
So another question I had for you, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. Like, I'll watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can find. So, I was watching, one time I was watching a Dan Rather interview Kid Rock, okay? And he asked this question, so I'll kind of change it up a bit and ask you, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after major award, which is going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
The respect that I'm for my songwriting abilities. I want to be respected as a songwriter, 100%. Like, that's what matters, that I've that I will be remembered for the quality content that I was able to contribute to society, and that the content, for the most part, because sometimes you have to write songs that are just hits that may not be so substantial in content, but for the most part, just writing songs that are authentic, that are true, that tell a story, and that leave a person listening with something that they could chew on, and whether they laugh, giggle, cry, whatever it is, I want the songs to stand out, not necessarily me. I want to be remembered because of the songs, not me.
Right. I mean, and I get that completely. I mean, so a funny question, a funny question for you. And there's kind of a story that goes along with this question too. When I was in college, I had a professor who loved scenarios. I mean, he'd throw out a scenario at us pretty much every class period, and we had to figure it out. And I hated it. Totally and completely hated it. So this is probably where this question stems from, okay? You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
Okay, now, what's funny about this question is my little niece and my sister and brother-in-law came out this past week, and her and I were sitting at Biscuit House, and we had a little slumber party, and we were sitting at the table, and we asked each other that question. So,
wow.
So I think that's funny. So what I said to her, and I might change it, but what I said to her is I needed a guitar. We changed it. We said things as, okay, well, what kind of food do you need? You need food. You need, and what kind of tools do you want? So I was like, well, you know, I think I want to go with like salad, Caesar, like anything with chicken salad. So something I could stay healthy and not go, you know, become Jabba the Hutt from like being on an island forever. So make it fun. And then as in three items, it would be a guitar, a notebook, and I think a notebook and pen. And then what else did I say? Oh, and a good motivational, inspiring book that keeps me sane, because I'll probably go crazy being by myself all the time. So, yeah, guitar, pen and paper to write, and a real motivational book. And then I'll have my chicken Caesars or chicken and stuff to keep me healthy and, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's
good. I recommend one thing, Jennifer. I recommend a bottle for the coconut milk that's going to come from the coconuts and the trees.
Oh, okay. Well, I could use the coconut itself as the actual, like, you know, cup, and I can get, you know, carbon and make my own cup.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to get creative.
So,
especially on that island.
I know we were talking a little bit earlier before Craig joined us about, and I can already tell from just talking to you for the past 30 minutes or so. You are one of the most positive people I believe I've ever come in contact with. So, and you had touched on, and you just did earlier, motivation. If you want to be inspired, I highly recommend you go follow Inky Johnson on Twitter.
Who is it?
It's Inky Johnson, I-N-K-Y. Inky Johnson. So, let me tell you the story of this dude. Former University of Tennessee football player. In 2006, he was just 10 games away from being a top 30 NFL draft pick. Multi-millionaire, he went to make a tackle and busted an artery in his chest, and basically paralyzed his entire right arm. But that did not stop him. He went on to have a a 10-plus year so far motivational speaking career. Dude is just so great. I mean, and the stuff he posts on especially YouTube, I highly recommend anybody to go check out his stuff on YouTube too. So
you know what's interesting is that I know exactly who you're talking about because I bumped into a speech that he did to a class and how he said the doctors kept telling him, "I'm sorry, you're gonna be paralyzed, you're gonna be paralyzed," and he's like, "No." He's like, "I don't care what you do. You have to keep taking nerves out of certain nerves and putting them in my body. I'm going to make this happen." And through his experience, if this is what we're talking about, the same guy, he said everything I had to go through in this part of my life was to get me to here. And it's like just never giving up and never saying no. Yes, I love that. I absolutely I watched it and loved it. And he's, yes, motivational. It's great. Life is about experiences, and basically where you start is not necessarily where you're going to end up.
Right, exactly. And if you watch his life story and where he came from, it's just mind-blowing where this dude came from to where he is now.
I got to check out more about him. I just bumped into that particular video, but, yeah, it was very – very empowering and inspiring.
I could literally spend hours on that man's YouTube channel. Literally hours. It's just not even funny. But while we're on the subject of inspiration and motivation, et cetera, I wanted to ask whether in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Well, right there, breathe. Just breathe. That's a major. And let's think. Best piece of advice. Well, this is more. There's a couple pieces. I one day at a time. Like best piece of advice. Like just if you could just spend the next 24 hours doing what you need to do and wherever you're at, it's just like, don't look far ahead. Just focus on what's in front of you now. Because yesterday's past and tomorrow, you don't know is it going to exist or not. So it's like, I think staying really, really focused on the present moment and breathe, just breathe. Literally, just breathe.
Live in the present, you mean?
Yes, just live in the now. I have a tattoo on my left inside of my wrist, and I have the tattoos tattooed to my wrist saying it just says now.
That reminds me of a book that I read about 5-6 years ago called The Power of Now. It talks about completely living in the present.
I've read that book. It's a great book. And I, you know, I'm big on just, you know, all these different books, and I tell my friends all about them. But like, I don't know if you guys have heard of like Stephen Pressfield. He has these three wonderful books, and they align. One of them is The War of Art. The other one is Turning Pro, and the other one is Do the Work. And they're really, again, talking about professionalism as anyone in our lives, whether a songwriter or whatever, just really. Staying focused on, you know, well, two parts. It's like, you know, as people, as individuals, we are dealing with a huge battle inside of our minds, in our heads, and that's where most of the battle occurs internally, and then we just bring it outward, and then it kind of could be a disaster zone if we don't take care of it inside. And so it's really just dealing with the, you know, I talk about this like a lot, it's just like, the inner voices in our heads and picking the right one, the one that's gentle, the one that's kind, the one that could really bring forth some goodness in our lives. And then, you know, turning that into becoming a pro, because as a pro, we got to get up and do the work whether we want to or not. That's the difference between a professional and an amateur. So I might not want to do the work, but I'm here for a reason. So I got to do it.
Exactly. In the last 5 minutes or so that we've got, I wanted to switch gears and talk about music for a second. Music-wise, what's coming up for you next?
I have what do I have? I have Friday, March 2nd. I am actually going to be on WKOM. It's 101.7. It's a new radio station out here it's in Columbia, Tennessee. And so basically I'm going to go to this place. It's Cities in Columbia, and Brenda Lee Allen, who's the DJ, she'll be interviewing me at Cities. And then I'll be performing a set. So they'll actually broadcast the whole show live on the radio station. So that's Friday, March 2nd. In Cities in Columbia from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. So that's what's happening. I'm also in the process of putting together, which I keep saying it out loud so that the alignment will happen, a house concert series tour for 2018-2019, which is going to take it takes work. And so I just keep reaching out to people online and all over the place saying, hey, if you want to provide me and be a host for one of the house concerts and you live in the States, you know, let me know. We can set this up. So that's a big thing that I'm looking forward to, and seeing if it can happen or can't. It'll happen if it needs to and if not. But I think that's the goal for 2018-19. And then really, honestly, this year, it's really to, keep writing with people, keep aligning myself with the right, you know, people in this town. And, basically just keep writing great songs and being able to platform them, whether it be for me, the artist self, and also to be able to, get a cut, you know, in Nashville, that's when you're here to get a cut. So someone, you know, so, obviously, whoever doesn't know that's listening, yeah, I have my latest album, Rediscovering Me. So that's what I would be touring, that album, which is the song you played, After All, that's from it. So just really trying to, get that out. And, that's it. Just keep empowering and writing and doing my thing here in Nashville and waiting my turn.
Awesome.
I do think you will get your opportunity, Jennifer. Maybe when you least expect it, but you will get your chance.
You know, and
thanks, Greg.
And I will do everything in my power to make sure you have that chance.
Oh, that's very sweet. I appreciate that. You know, every little bit helps, and I think the most important thing is just to know that I have, you know, every one of us, that we have a support team that just people are rooting, you know, in anything you do, because it is tough. But, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing, so.
Hey, thank you for taking about 45 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. This has been so much fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I hope it was, got something out of it. I got something out of it, so I hope you got something out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Every interview that we do, I get more out of it than the guest probably does.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about life, is that when you're actually of service, you end up getting more than the other person.
and that's why this show is the best decision I've ever made. We're going on the sixth year of the radio show, which is just crazy to me that this show is in its sixth year. I mean, that's nuts to me.
That's great. It really is, and it's really good that you are, again, like I just say this as, just going towards something that you want and make it happen. And so I just give you kudos for doing that on your end.
You know, of course, we all have lofty dreams and goals, I want to say this show turned into something like the Bobby Bones show or something. I mean, but...
Oh, that's a good one.
I will tell you this, though. If that never happens, I'm fine with it. Totally and completely fine with it if that never happens.
Well, I will say this. All you can do, and again, this is just a repetitive thing that I say inside myself and to other people, but you know what? We are only in control of two major things in our lives. It's the thoughts we put in our brains and the actions we take, and nothing else are we in control of, so we must let go and just know that every day you can wake up and, you know, think the most empowering things you can think to get you forward and to take those actions that are going to lead you to the next step, and wherever you end up being is where you're supposed to be, and that's what I truly believe. And so it's kind of like let the other part of the world, like you, the universe, take care of its part, you take care of your part. So I think
exactly.
That sense, you know, that's how I look at life.
You know, before I do let you go, because Blood Talk Radio is probably going to forcibly remove us from the network soon. before I do let you go, a couple more questions. Number one, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
No, I just will say anything, if anyone out there is listening and wants to know more, anything about me, it's just basically my website, and that takes you everywhere. So it's just saying, you know, my website's jennifervazquez.com, which is JennifervazQuez.com. And if you want to know any and everything, that's all you have to do is go there. And it has everything from all my social, you know, socials and videos and everything. So that's really all that needs to be said if anyone's interested. And, yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah, and I follow you on pretty much every social media platform. I follow you on pretty much everything. So that's covered.
Yeah, it's kind of a full-time job at the social media thing.
I understand that completely. I wanted to say again, and I know I said it earlier, but number one, I have so much respect for you. It's just not even funny.
Thank you.
You know, and number two, again, if there's ever anything that you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
I will definitely do that. And you guys do the same.
We got you.
Yes,
we absolutely got you. I mean,
you have always have my full support, Jennifer.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you
here
so
too.
Much.
I think I'm gonna let you go, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure hanging
absolutely.
With you guys and chatting and just spending some time. So thank you
yes.
for inviting me.
Welcome. The feeling
absolutely.
Is mutual, Jennifer.
It's been
thanks.
A pleasure.
Yes, ditto.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
You know, and what you kind of missed was we were just talking about Nashville and her road to Nashville. You can go back and listen if you want to. First, maybe 10 minutes of the show, but who do we have coming up next week, buddy?
All right, next Tuesday on February 27th, we have Sandra D, host of the morning show from Florida Country Radio and WOR Radio in Westbury, New York. And next Wednesday, we have the lovely Amanda Cooksey, who is about to come out with a new EP soon. So those should be two great interviews.
Yes, they should. So I think I'm going to let you go before, like I said, before Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes us from the network in a minute. So I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay, have a good week. I'll speak to you next Tuesday.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jennifer Vasquez. Like Craig said, next Tuesday we have super talented radio host Sandra Day with us. And next Wednesday we have singer-songwriter Amanda Cooksey joining us. Both those shows are at 4:30 Central, like usual. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Book Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.